Joe Raven.
Equipment Wielder. Blue Caster, Ishida Zaziel.
Actually White. Black Caster, Ransack.
Loyal and Loud.
Pink Caster, Lightred.
Actually Black, White Caster.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Welcome everyone to yet another episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. As anyone paying attention knows, we took a little break because A, some of us had a convention to go to.
Yep.
And B, it just so happened to fall perfectly in line with Superhero Time taking a break.
So, except we're kind of a week late for that.
Well, whatever. Yeah, so we're technically talking about Drive Episode 4 and Tokuger 34 today, because we have the new episodes air the day after we record this.
Yay!
So, I lied when I said we were doing a double episode special. Hooray!
Because there wasn't a double episode to do a special for.
I didn't know that!
I didn't know that until we were headed to Yomacon.
Yeah. So, today, our regular member, Mr. Greencaster Paul, is not available, but in his place, we have a very special guest. Would you care to introduce yourself?
Actually, Black White Caster!
We already did that.
You spoiled the new roll call!
What? You spoiled... Wait, did this happen before the roll call?
No. Cue the roll call!
We're live! Watching all the anime! Red Caster! Joe Raven!
Equipment Wielder, Blue Caster, Ishida Zaziel.
Actually White, Black Caster, Ransack.
Loyal and Loud,
Pink Caster, Lightred.
Actually Black, White Caster.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Man, that was fucked up.
I know, right? So, it's episode 31 of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger today, and I already mentioned what we're talking about, but we're also going to be reviewing the Tokuger Hyper Battle Special Video Terabikun DVD type thing that came out weeks ago, but
oh
we didn't know.
God, puppet fight. Puppet fight!
We'll get to that.
Crab battle.
Crab people. But first, we're going to get into the episode, so let's go ahead and talk about Kamen Rider Drive.
All we need is Drive!
So, Drive Episode 4. I noticed that they've already added Machine Chaser to the opening, which is awesome.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
Yeah, which means he's gonna be kind of a mainstay. There's some rumors going around still that he might be Mach, but I kind of hope not, so all three of them can be characters.
Exactly, because Machine Chaser right now is currently Drive's rival, so...
But that's just it.
His drival.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Hashtag drival.
Carlos.
Hashtag shift. Carlos.
Hashtag shift Carlos.
I don't. Was that a Magic School Bus joke?
Yes.
Okay,
That's the Magic School Bus joke.
I'm
it's
sorry.
It's been a while, okay?
Was that really even in question?
Es mi día primero.
Crack.
I thought that was kind of weird that it's like. The rumor mill that still circulates between Machine Chaser and, Mach?
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm okay with it either way, no matter which direction they take that in. Because if we have Mach as an additional rider, that just makes things more interesting to have more riders. Because you're like, you're right, I do like, to be perfectly honest, branching outside of that only two riders per series thing.
Yeah, I really hope we're not headed back there.
I dislike that. I think we've discovered over the course of Neo Heisei that less is more isn't working.
No.
That is to say, if they do keep Machine Chaser around, it's like you say, that whole rivalry, I almost don't even see Machine Chaser as an antagonist.
Well, not yet.
Well, that's just it. I almost feel like, despite his affiliation to the big bads,
yeah,
he almost seems like this anti-hero for hire.
So it seems like he's like a subcontractor as opposed to an employee.
But that's exactly it. It's just kind of like, well, you got your powers from us as far as we understand. But he's just kind of to the highest bidder sort of thing.
Yeah. It's
which would also kind of coincide with the whole him becoming Mach thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, no matter how they do this, I'm okay with it either way.
It wouldn't surprise me if he actually were, like, a regular human who just decided to work for them for some reason, as opposed to being an actual roid mute, which would explain why he has to henshin, as opposed to just becoming a monster.
True enough.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time they did it if that was his actual roid mute form, because Saga did the same thing, where instead of having an actual Fangire form, he just became Saga.
Because he was part human, just like the main character.
Yeah.
Orga.
Except Wataru eventually did get a Fangire form.
Fair point.
Fize.
Yeah.
Just various people from Fize. But that's
various riders of
that's
the
mechanic, though.
Yeah.
But regardless, it's not something we haven't seen before.
Yeah. Well, here's why I think Machine Chaser and Mach are going to be separate characters. They wouldn't go so far as to promote the different weapons that he's going to have based on different virus cores. To such an extent, if Machine Chaser was going to go away so quick.
Yeah. I mean, they're already starting to push advertising for Mach, meaning he'll be here sooner than later.
December.
So that is... Well, exactly. But that is to say...
Usually when they
show
right, up in the toys game...
Hey, look. Big arse toy catalog for Machine Chaser.
Yeah.
By the way, now he's Mach. Oh, what?
I hope you had fun for the 2 months of Machine Chaser merch.
Almost you hit
so...
Good very, point, actually.
Okay, very quickly. This was at near the end of the episode, but Kevin saw it too. I noticed... I saw Herbie. Herbie the magic bug.
What?
Like,
they
you know,
have
the
replica of Herbie in their office.
The Beetle.
Oh my
so
god.
So what I'm thinking is, maybe throughout this series, we're just gonna see, like... In the background or something, just
references different
cars. So eventually, we will see Kit. I will fucking call it now. We're
DeLorean.
Going to see Kit, unless we've already missed seeing Kit.
I think Trideron is Kit.
No. But we'll actually see, like, Kit.
Okay.
Just like
I'd be
little
okay
small
with that.
Kit.
The Mach 5.
The DeLorean, yeah, the Mach 5.
Get it? Mach.
1960s Batmobile.
I believe that's the joke. Yeah. Or rather, the point of reference.
Hell.
He is white and red.
That's
hell.
Exactly
we
it.
We might even see Black RX's rider on.
Please don't play with those.
Yeah, we're all playing with shift cards again. I've got Spin Mix.
I've got the best character. I've got the best character in Drive yet.
He's got the he's got the most appropriate one to be a shift car. Because you just spin that shit.
Yep.
Spin your meat style.
Except the part that spins is the part
what's
that...
What's the one I want? Crud Dumper?
Rumble Dump?
Rumble Dump.
Crud Dumper!
Crud
So next week is, like, the premiere of Type Wild, and one of his main shift cars he has is called Rumble Dump.
I want it. It's just
also Mad Doctor.
Just because it's a walking poop joke. It's a driving poop joke.
So yeah, Type Wild, a.k.a. Kamen Rider Master Chief.
Okay, just to get in quickly, so this episode we also got a premiere of the Handle Ken. There you go.
Yeah.
But I call it the Steering Sword, because that's
which
the
is,
literal
which,
translation.
Which is the translation, yes.
Yeah. When I first saw the scans of it, like, before Drive Start, I was like, no, it's a steering wheel sword, that's stupid. And
I
then I actually saw it, and then I saw...
because it is stupid!
Then I saw the toy review, and I was like, you know what? It's kind of cool.
You
like
actually charge up attacks with it by turning the wheel a little bit.
Turn! And, no, okay. But I watched the review of the toy. It's cool because it actually has infrared in it too, and it works with the drive driver, so it actually can read what shift car you put into the sword.
I almost feel like it's something from Go Buster had sex with any weapon from Gaim.
Get it? Turn!
But that's just it. It was just very... car-oriented in the whole turn, and I was like, oh god, that just reeks of GoBuster.
So,
and then the whole putting them in to
yeah.
do a thing, I was like, Gaim again.
So the three reasons I'm getting the Steering Sword is, A, comes with the Type Wild shift car, B...
Hold on, our argument for that was, because the shift cars don't do anything themselves, we could just get the candy toy versions, like the switches and the metals.
I know, but anyways... B, it's cool that it interacts with the drive driver, and C, it honks.
To be honest,
of course it honks! It's a steering wheel!
It's a steering wheel. And the way I see it is, I just want to continue watching this just to see him block an attack, like, just with the steering wheel part. And it hit dead center.
And the monster
it,
punches
and
it,
it
and then it honks.
Bam.
They better do that!
Beep. Oh, God.
Honestly, I think it's, like, a rejected prototype for the drive blade.
You know what? I'd accept that.
And that's... I just looked at it and went,
It's the dragon.
It's a steering wheel sword. We've seen that done correctly before.
Yet another GoBusters joke.
But that's what I mean. It's just like, I saw it and I was just kind of like, it's the dry blade, but a step backwards. Like, yeah. At least it was practical in that it was a steering wheel that happened to very functionally turn into a blade. As
and
opposed
now,
to the steering wheel being on the fucking
and
thing.
And now I'm just thinking, did Toei seem to think GoBusters did well? Is that why they're doing this?
Apparently GoBusters did do kind of well.
The show did well. Merchandising blew shit.
Honestly, okay. I put GoBusters up there with one of my favorite Sentai. I thought it was great.
Honestly, GoBuster rating-wise did very well. The toy sales were shit, which is why Saban won't touch it.
Which is why I found a fucking Morphin brace for $25.
I don't know if that's the actual reason Saban
that is
won't
the
touch
reason.
It. Okay, because I was going to say...
That is not the public announcement that they made. I'm sure
yeah.
they gave a different reason.
They did.
The reason is toy sales.
The reason they said is because they thought Kyoryuger was edgier.
Yeah.
Because
no,
a kid's
no.
not going to go to a Toys R Us.
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
Okay, good to know.
A kid would go to a Toys R Us and see it and be like, oh, a camera gun. Oh,
hey, look, dinosaur.
A binocular
look,
sword.
Look slightly to the right. A dinosaur gun sold.
It's a gun that looks like a dinosaur.
The two deadliest things man has ever dealt with.
Another interesting thing that happened in this episode was, apparently, even though, I already forgot his name. Fucking
what?
Belt Sons actor.
Oh, Pepler?
Pepler, yeah. So apparently Pepler, even though he's a belt, he still has in touch with his company. Like, that develops the shit.
Yeah.
That's how he got the steering sword all ready and everything, because he actually called him up and was like, yeah, about that
Who
thing.
Who does Belt Son work for? Speedwagon Foundation.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Jermaine found it very uncomfortable that they keep, every time Belt's on us to talk, they just have to zoom in on Drive's crotch.
Zoom in on crotch. And I'm just
yep.
like, wow, you could, like, couldn't you go just a little bit closer? Why do I have to see, like, everything?
Why do I have to see his drive shaft?
You have two options there. You go right in on the belt, or you just give this medium shot of just
Kamen Rider Drive. It's funny as hell.
Like, shit, give me the knees and torso. Don't just give me, like, fucking
the show
stick shift over
the
here.
The show gave you hot dickings.
All he needs is crotch.
No.
Hot dickings!
So... Also within this episode, we've discovered that the ship cars are sentient and that they have feelings.
No, I am not okay with this.
I am okay with this. Dream Vegas is best character.
Dream
in
Drive. Vegas is best
no.
friend.
I mean,
back.
It was acceptable for O's to have metals with consciousnesses in them because they formed human bodies.
He was getting
but
revenge for the loss of his friend.
Hot
dimension.
Hot wheel cars with souls? No.
No. Savage Caster said it best. What the hell? This show is making me have feels for fucking toy cars.
I know!
All I can say is when I saw Dream Vegas reunite with his partner Dimension Cabin, they were driving around in circles, having fun, ringing their horns, I was like, yeah!
Huddling
awesome
up next
shit.
To each other.
Get it? We both deal with money!
Ding ding. Ding
ding. No, one of them picks up the guys the other one cheated because they're drunk.
Exactly.
Can I just say Dimension Cab's fucking weird looking?
Like when he uses it.
Yeah, when he uses it, it's fucking weird, but the tire itself is...
I love Dimension Cab's
The tire
power.
Is actually
Oh, no,
cool.
I love Dimension Cab's power, too. It just looks
the,
weird
yeah,
on camera.
The tire's cool, but watching...
The tire's amazing.
Just seeing, like, a third of Drive reaching for paintings was
okay, yeah,
hilarious
no.
and bizarre.
Real shit. I saw that, and I was just like... Oh my god, where is the top part of his body? It's gone. and this is a pothead talking. He's just like, I'm just sitting there and I'm just like, I'm just looking at my joint. No, I'm done.
Drive, it'll make you quit weed.
I quit, I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
So literally, because I'm holding the Drive TK figure, so now what I can do is I can just take the Dimension Cab, just pull Drive apart, there we go. Coming for you, Jermaine, coming for you.
Yeah. Now I burn you with Max Flip.
Lane got the Drive type speed tire.
Yes, I'm collecting every fucking tire in this goddamn series. Like,
please,
I wasn't on the arms change train, but I'm on the tire to Coke.
Because you
train.
Only need the tire.
That's really
tire
it.
Coke.
All you
please
need is
you.
Tire.
I just threw Max Flair at him.
Fuck you. Whatever, I'm putting fucking Spike on him.
Fucking
Spike!
Fucking Spike! God
That will never be Funky Spike.
I know. It is from now on.
It is your Spike. Own damn fault. It is fucking Spike.
Just like fucking Wrecker?
Yeah.
But what a lot was of that? Us... Poking Wrecker.
From what?
Type Wild.
Yeah, the original... Oh, okay. The translation they got when they were translating the scan list was they saw fucking Wrecker, and then it was translated to Hooking Wrecker.
Oh, was that also a thing?
Yeah.
They really need to polish up on their English. You can't have two misconceptions for fucking!
You think? We got Hooking and Funky.
Oh, man.
They both came out poorly.
Just a lot of little kids learned some really weird language.
What's your favorite tire, little boy? Fucking Spike! Fucking Spike! Fucking Greco!
Where did you get this language from? From the toy you bought me, Mommy. I got it from the toy you bought me.
And again,
as each episode of Drive goes by, Tamari's just becoming more and more of a badass.
I'm already tired of the whole I'm sloppy. Things happen. Now I'm in Top Gear formula. It seems
he
to be.
Said tired.
Yeah.
No, I'm liking Tamari. He's pretty cool. Like
he's like a shitty car. He keeps stalling. And it's annoying.
A lot of consensus with like the rider community is that because of episode 4 of Drive, everyone's like super on board with
is
the show.
Is everyone else in Top Gear now?
No, I'm really liking this series. Like, I wouldn't say more than Gaim, but I'm enjoying this series a shit ton.
Let's
just like Gaim.
Let's put it this way.
Gaim.
Like Gaim, I'm enjoying everything around the main character. The main character is still pissing me off.
I love Tamari. Tamari's cool.
Stick
with your red tie more, though. I love your red tie.
I'm a lazy asshole. Now I'm fucking Sherlock Holmes.
To be honest, yep. I just want him to just continue wearing his suits, have his tie done up real tight, but not button up the jacket, because that just shows us how serious of a private dick this guy is.
Yeah. This guy makes logic leaps the size of Springfield Gorge.
Sherlock fucking Holmes.
I'm gonna make it!
No. We're really not. Yeah, so the big Roy Mute at the end of the episode was really cool. I can't wait to see what he does.
Oh, Fang Fat Fat?
Sure, if that's what we're going with.
Yo, I was real jelly of that stack of snacks.
No, real shit. I was looking at that snack jar and I was just like, this nigga has fucking
if you can call that thing a jar.
Wait, the fucking Roy Muto from the first episode, like he was like kind of like a bodybuilder, right? Like he worked out. Oh shit, we should have called him Roy Muto.
I think the show already did that.
Did it?
It's one of the translations is Roy Demude.
Oh, okay.
That's fantastic.
So yeah, the show did that for you.
There you go.
And
see, all you do need is Drive.
Yeah. And apparently next week we start seeing Machine Chaser's weaponry, not the least of which the spider powers.
God. Yes, as I have gotten interested in the shift cars, Ichi's more interested in the firewall cores.
Yeah, so here's what we're doing. Lane's got the drive belt. I'm getting the brake gunner. He's going to collect shift cars. I'm going to collect virus cores, and then we like can like mix and match them for different sounds.
From what we understand...
Let's break up.
For what we understand, it looks like it's happening, but I'm with bated breath for confirmation on Lupin's.
Gun. Oh, yeah. Lupin's thing and the Dragon Fruit Energy Lock Seed got confirmed.
Like, absolutely 100%?
I saw a magazine scan confirming their release.
Oh, yeah.
Purchasing both of them.
The Dragon Fruit Energy Lock Seed.
I want to hear what voice is on the Lupin thing, because maybe I'll just get that one instead.
I was going to say, do not care, buying.
I'm wondering
his name is Lupin!
I'm wondering if maybe the knife is blocking the slot for the car, because if it does, I'm just going to stick with the brake gunner.
Fair enough. For me, it's I like Lupin's design,
his
name is Lupin.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's gorgeous.
That is enough for me.
I need the dragon fruit energy because it's a lock seed that I need to have for my collection, and also it's nice. The lazy ass peach cutaway, but whatever.
Oh hey, look, a movie lock seed.
Yeah. Fuck.
Kevin's like, damn it.
So Matsuba Curry Energy, Drive, and Dragon Fruit.
I can't wait to see.
And black lemon.
Oh.
Yeah, and orange and black lemon.
Also, at the end of this episode, we saw that Rina, who apparently we found out was the one of the chicks from Hibiki.
Oh, I just realized who she is. She's the fucking chick who makes their weapons.
Right. Yeah.
I forget her name, but that's who she is.
Oh, that's awesome.
That thing where I still haven't watched Hibiki, so...
You fucker.
It's good. It's, like, it's unique. I liked it.
You have to watch it in the same light as Turne.
Okay.
You're not there for Kamen Rider.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a good point, because I really didn't like Hibiki watching
the
honestly,
I didn't watch Hibiki for the... For
I wa-
being
I
that
Connor.
That
I
was
Turn A
Gundam.
For,
it's
I lie.
Not Gundam.
I lie. I watched the first episode of Hibiki. I saw the massive musical number. And
don't
I was,
worry.
And
after,
like,
that's
and
it.
I'm done.
Okay, the musicals are only in episodes 1 and 3 and no, never again.
Okay. No, it was more like... I watched the first episode, I saw the big musical number, and then I was just like, and unsubscribe.
Not nearly, not,
okay,
not nearly
just
as
straight, in, ruin somebody's day.
Not nearly as interesting
as... Because they ruined yours slightly.
Like, not nearly as interesting as Hurricane Blue's Enka career. God, that was an absurd subplot that I kind
but,
of enjoyed.
Yeah, Rina's her name. Apparently she picked up Dimension Cab and she's like, oh, I'm looking mischievous. Oh, so something's up with her.
Oh, I'm one of the ones who developed prize
it's
weapons.
It's my time.
Yeah.
It's my time. She's doing something
I
serious.
Made the shift car.
And then at the end of the episode, at least the cut that we watched, they announced that they're doing an HD remaster of Kamen Rider Black.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Pardon?
You know what?
Pardon?
You know what? That'll give
Say
me that'll,
no,
that'll
no,
give
no.
me a reason to watch it.
You know what? I watched the episode with Dave and Paul. Paul's face
when
he saw the trailer for the Black the Kamen Rider Black HD remastered. He's just sitting there like,
now you know what? That'll give me an excuse to watch it. So.
Yeah. And he's just like, I would. I don't know if there's going to be an English translation on it. I want the fan subs when that comes out.
Yeah. you mean Neon will jump all over that.
I'm just like, yeah, I'm sure that'll happen, yeah.
Oh, I'm black.
I'm sure someone
will
jump on that.
Wait another year for them to do the whole series,
yeah.
So whatever.
I'm sure someone will fucking jump on that.
Yeah.
I just realized something. So you know how Pepler is the belt?
Uh-huh.
What if shift cars are people? What if there are actually people that are these fucking things?
Oh
what
my
if there's
god.
People who got fucked over?
Jesus Christ, Toei! If that's actually what you're going for, god damn!
Shift cars are people!
Shift cars are people!
Watch there just be a shift car called Soylent Green.
Dream Vegas used to be like... No, Dream Vegas used to be like a hardcore gambler.
Yeah.
Dimension
Spin Mixer was a road worker!
Type Speed was a racer.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God!
And they all just met in ironic accidents.
Max Flair was a stunt person?
A rock star?
Yeah, it's stunt person.
What about
know.
Monster Mash?
Mass Monster? But
monster
truck
driver.
Actual monster.
Monster truck driver.
There you go.
He was a Roymude.
Rumble Dump was an actual construction worker named Rumble Dump.
He was Spin Mixer's partner. I don't know.
He liked to poop a lot.
And when it was time, he would rumble.
These are all just like criminals.
Thanks,
oh my
Jay.
God!
So like this was like a gambler who like did stuff. Mad Doctor
yeah.
was like a doctor who like killed patients or something.
No, that's just it. They're okay. If we're gonna do this whole fucking fan theory for the sake of no fucking reason,
because this is fun. Because this is what made Gaim conversations so much fun.
They're all death row convicts.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Forced into this. Weird purgatory.
Forced into
to
the
serve
Pepler Project.
Out, yeah, to
or
serve
worse,
out
just straight
justice.
Up, if anything,
Justice Hunter was
justice
a bad
Hunter.
Cop.
Horrible experiment.
What do you mean, what about Justice
We're
Hunter?
We're just doing the
he
horrible
was a bad
experiment.
Cop!
Bad cop!
Police brutality gone awry, I don't know.
Oh my god, can this be a thing, please?
Oh, please.
He beatedly
wow.
spotted
His name
death.
Is Mad
and come
Cop!
Come on, like, we're dealing
yeah.
with cops here, so obviously that could be a thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
gamblers,
boy.
Cab drivers.
He's seen them all. Now he has to see them again.
Okay, biggest
Some
question.
Sort of,
I
what
locked you
funky
up
spot?
30 years
a
ago.
DJ.
What are you doing here?
A raver?
Oren.
Okay, I actually saw a funny picture a long time ago, but it was the TK Drive figure, and then in between him was the Durian arms, like... The Durian, and it was just like chucked inside him, and it's just like Durian.
I want to see that.
Oh, it's a funny picture. I'll try to find it later.
Oh boy. Okay, we've spent quite a lot of time on Drive.
Fan theories.
That's all we
best
need.
Best thing ever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, episode 34.
Billiard Shadow
I'm
the
going
Walking
to say
Dick
this,
Joke.
I'm just going to say this right now, because of this episode, and I can't believe I didn't realize it sooner, Tokati is my favorite character in Tokyo.
Oh, yeah?
Of course he is.
Mine's still Akira, but Tokati's a close second.
Tokati's just...
May I just...
Actually, no, wait, Mio's my favorite.
May I just... Billiard Shadow is a walking dick joke.
Literally!
The number of times where he was just
thrusting
on screen,
the thing.
Thrusting the thing through a hole, through like holding his hand
like
a fucking hole.
He almost stuck it up a guy's ass!
And just sticking it in there.
Stuck it up a guy's ass!
I know.
Literally was just polishing
his fucking baton. The name of the station that he conquered was Bang and Shove!
I know.
He shoots balls everywhere, plenty of cushion, proper technique.
I never see him swivel out. He talks about going out with everyone.
I know. And worst part about that is when fucking Madame Noir is talking about him in front of the fucking kid. She's talking about how it must be embarrassing for the Tokujus to be whacked upside the head with balls. It must be humiliating for them.
Oh yeah, then so
people seem to have an issue with getting hit by balls, knocked around by a long stick, and then put into a dark hole. I'm sitting there dying.
While at work, no less.
I just want some little 8-year-olds to be watching this and then watch it again when they're 16.
Speaking of 8-year-olds,
yep.
You know what the best part of that episode was?
What?
The fact that the dude in the episode didn't know he was asking out a child.
Yeah. Akira just like, yeah, okay, I'll go through with this.
It's okay, don't worry, I know kissing.
Like, what are you doing? Following orders.
Yeah, he was completely okay to do whatever they told him to do.
Because he's an adult.
No, it's because he doesn't know the significance of what any of this means.
Yes. He's a fucking shadow, and he's a fucking adult. It's like, oh, you want me to hold hands? Okay.
Oh God,
I just realized
this was the plan for this mission was to have a monster kiss a child.
Oh God!
It's horrible.
Oh, he kissed someone.
Marry a child.
Yeah.
That would be Burning Solar.
And Tokati
Burning Solar
stopped.
Is it solar powered?
Yes.
Is
that the joke? It's a solar powered car.
It flashbangs. It blinds people.
I'm assuming it doesn't have that much power.
I just bought that on eBay.
Let's not go back to drive while we're talking about
the Burning
Tokyo
Solar
Junior.
Shift car. It's another thing. Anyways.
Akira's gay now.
No.
He turned that.
Is gay.
No.
He turned that. He turned that man gay for shadows.
Yeah. The other guy kisses the dude. Oh.
Okay, we need to explain this. So, what happens is, after a battle where they all save this random, rich, dorky-looking dude, he falls in love with Mio and tries to ask her out. But she's like, no, because she's actually a child and has no idea what romance is or
and
how to handle it.
And wants nothing to do with this right now.
Yep. So, in order to get him to fuck off, they pretend that she's dating Akira. And he's just like, okay, sure, what do I do? Also not knowing what the fuck to do. So Wagon starts giving him commands, and the other Tokujus are like their secret service watching and giving instructions.
No. Just Kagura and fucking Tokati.
And Hikari is like, you...
Light wanted to go, but then Hikari's like, no, you're staying here with me.
Fuck this up beyond recovery.
You will fuck this up.
Not that they needed his help.
No, they did not. Oh, and might I just add... Number one, that guy is hella forceful about this, too.
Yeah.
It's not even like a quick, please go out with me. No. Okay. It was, please go out with me. No, I won't take no for an answer. I'm going to stalk you to the ends of the earth.
And the only way they can get out is to hide in the train that he can't see.
Yes.
And, like, Mio's begging conductor, like, can we please leave? No, we can't. We have to take out the shadow.
Yeah.
Let's stop
and think about that for a second. Mio was willing to leave a town to presumably be destroyed under the influence of the shadow.
She's a love-confused child. She doesn't know any better.
No,
oh.
You think at this point she'd know to take the
greatest,
seriously.
Greatest line in that thing. When she's trying to convince the guy, like at the first beginning of the thing, when she's trying to convince him that Akira is her boyfriend. Just after a few minutes, he's just like, this doesn't seem like a real relationship. This seems more just like a ploy to make me think you are unavailable. if you think she needs a ploy to make you think that, obviously she's trying her damnedest to get away from you.
And he's just having no part of that.
No.
Nope. All he just sees is, nope, still fair game.
I'm gonna stalk you to the end of the earth. Man, almost as bad as that guy.
I see nothing wrong with this.
Build fighters.
So here's one thing that confused me. Akira, a man who loves hot springs, doesn't like coffee because it's too hot.
Well, tea.
Or whatever it was.
He was drinking tea. He didn't realize it would be that hot.
Yeah.
Lol, how he makes tea.
So, they try and launch this stupid little ruse to make the dude... I don't even remember what his name is. That's how insignificant he is. But they do this whole ploy where they have Akira and Mio go out on a fake date. And it
you
doesn't
know,
work.
Like, happens in, like,
every series ever. And, of course, it doesn't work. So, Wagon has them pull out the trump card and have Akira propose to Mio with a wedding ring.
Which immediately results in Tokati coming running out of hiding to go, no!
Completely ignoring the fact that this is not real.
Yeah.
Me, Tokati, why did you come out too?
I don't know why, actually.
I don't know, I just wanted to kick a little stretch.
So the dude is wise to their plan, and he's like, okay, here's how we settle this. If you guys are really dating, then kiss. And Akira's just like, it's okay.
No. He phrased it as, if you guys are really dating, then how about a kiss? Confusing Akira, obviously, because Akira made Mio think he was going to go to kiss her, and then he proceeds to kiss the dude.
Yep.
And turn him gay.
Yep. Like his glasses lit up.
Yep.
That was amazing.
And proceeds to turn the guy gay.
Just the line that shows you just, like, how, like, dedicatedly creepy this guy is. Just, aren't you gonna take responsibility?
That was my first kiss. Oh, God.
It was just, not that it needed to, but just cements this guy's complete lack of any desirability.
God, this guy.
But then the Bill and Shadow, yes, proceeds to come in.
Yeah, Bill and Shadow shows up.
Makes more sex jokes, speaks some decent English.
And then Tokati steals the fucking hyperresher
from Wright. Before we get into that, they all decide to transform, and literally, Light's just about to start the roll call. I just see Mio and Akira just run through them, and he's like, Ichigo.
Guys, we gotta do this thing. Fuck this!
You see Ichigo just in his, Light just in his, like, fetal, depressed pose, and then you just see Tokai just standing there, just head down, like...
I was hoping Light would go all Tokyo White again.
But yeah, holy fuck. Tokai just comes over, takes the Hyper Russia, and he's just like, I got this, Light. And Light's just like, no, it's mine.
No,
just rushes in at
him. Fuck you, Hyper!
He was like, Light, give me that. And he's just, Tokati pissed off, just beats the living fucking shit out of the billiard shadow.
Destroys him.
Then,
what
happened if you had
he
fucking
big?
It's not your fault!
No, like, the best part was, like, he rapes the fucking billiard shadow with, like, the Daikanten Cannon weeping mix.
Yeah.
And then he fucking breaks the dude, the giant form's face with Hyper Reshiteo.
Yay, stress relief.
Yeah. And Akira's just looking up at this going, is this because I kissed the dude?
Yeah.
Is this because I kissed some guy? Did I make him jealous?
Okay. I just want an AMV of the creeper dude. I kissed a guy and I liked it.
Oh, God. Never again.
Why are the shift cars having sex?
Because.
Don't do that.
Because it's prison.
Dun, dun, dun.
The fan theory is real.
Don't drop the soap.
And then there's a shift car soap dropper.
No, but the best part was Tokati, like, this thing doesn't actually have, like,
don't drop
this
the wheel.
Megazord doesn't actually have, like, bendable hands, like fingers. So he's just like, yeah, like, Tokati super hyper punch. And then as the monster's shadows getting hit, he's like,
that
was more of a shot, not a punch.
That was an open-handed jab.
I'm like,
nailed it.
Gonna give you the monster mash.
Better start your engines.
Kevin's making shift cards fuck.
Yes.
Don't drop the
soap. Here, maybe Vegas will take that gamble.
Yeah.
Wait, going for a 777?
But so one of my favorite parts, yeah, honestly, at the end was
kissing.
And they're kissing on tap.
He just triangle. The guy the guy now turned gay, just like he's stalking Akira, and then as Akira's about to enter, he just goes, oh, I can feel eyes watching me, and I'm just like, oh.
So yeah.
He's just nothing.
Also, can I say Super Agent Kagura's fucking adorable? Like, just how into it she was. Yeah.
This is
amazing.
Kagura. She gets really into whatever
she does.
Yes,
and that's what makes her awesome. I love her. I love her so much.
I still don't like her.
I know.
But yeah, great episode. Akira and Tokari stole the show. It was awesome.
That was Zed, surprisingly.
That's next episode.
I know.
Yeah, next episode we get Tokyo Rainbow.
Oh, yeah, the fucking meter tall Megazord. That's the toy.
The toy is a meter tall,
yeah,
for clarity.
Because it's just
a meter
all
half,
of them
it?
Kerchuk.
Oh, yeah, a meter half.
Yeah.
That's because it's
gone.
Everything Kerchuk'd into
the
one fucking Megazord.
Technically, no, it's just itself, but all of the trains are Kerchuk'd on
it's
the front.
Almost a person. A normal.
It really
adult.
Doesn't get any taller because of the other trains. No, they're just all on its front.
I just love how every time they use fucking Hyper Rush of Megazord, it's like, holy fuck, that thing is tall.
It takes up 5 rails.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's wide also. Yeah. And I like how, like, the Hyper Rush that they use for the Bracer is the train that forms the head of the Battle Zord.
I'm just gonna call it the Shining Time Station.
In the end, though, like I said, Tokati is Tokati is now my favorite character in Tokuger. And I'm cheering for the guy. I hope in the end he gets Mio. I really do.
Yeah.
Children or not, I hope he gets her.
You know, I was going through this whole show going, Tokati's way too awkward for that character type, but now it all makes sense, because he's a child.
Yeah. And when he gets pissed off, he's a fucking badass motherfucker.
Yep.
Like, and he should have been my favorite character in that episode where he was supposed to die, and then he figured out how to get out of that, and I was
and
like, oh.
Rises again.
Yeah, oh. But anyways, Tokati, keep doing what you're doing, man. I love you.
His name is Takashiki Haru.
Takashi.
I guess this is the only instance where you put the water in Mio.
Making some of that blueberry lemonade Mio.
Oh,
just squirting all over the place.
It wouldn't be weird if they weren't both kids.
Yeah.
So,
Mizuno.
Hey man, nothing.
Wait,
wrong.
So you're saying it wouldn't be weird if one of them was a kid?
No, it would totally be weird.
Okay.
It's not weird because they're both kids.
I was going to say, there's nothing wrong with playing
a
little doctor.
No, it's still weird.
There's nothing wrong
weird.
With playing a little doctor.
It's still weird.
Featured topic.
So, this week, we all finally watched the Tokyuger Hyper Special Battle Telemikun Express Special.
Oh god,
was
that funny.
It was way more retarded than I could have ever hoped.
It was fun!
Schwartz,
what
are
you
doing here?
Okay. So, as a lot of people are probably aware of, usually this, or pretty much the Super Sentai Hyper Battle video is always consisting of a story between the Red Ranger and the Sixth Ranger of the Sentai. So,
which holds true, because it's about Light and mostly Akira.
Yep, featuring Ticket.
Yeah.
So, it literally starts with Akira waking up in Ville Dio, and then all of a sudden, Ticket's on his hand for some reason.
Yeah, I like how we established that apparently he just sleeps in the cockpit of Ville Dio, of the Build Russia.
That's his house, man.
I guess.
Where else would he live? Oh, yeah, the rest of the train.
It's a big train. There's gotta be a bigger
spot. Double-decker fucking train. Apparently, it doesn't have a bedroom.
He has his own. Why does he need
to? It's a construction worker fucking train.
There's not one room in that whole thing that's bigger than the cockpit.
Nope.
Bullshit. Whatever.
He's just sitting there like, there's more to the cockpit to the train?
Yeah.
I haven't been in there.
Oh, yeah. Akira's super.
I rigged all the controls to run from here.
Akira's the most oblivious fucking Sixth Ranger ever.
Anyway, so he wakes up with Ticket on his hand, and oh, fuck, I can't, because he can't get him off. So, of course, the one person he goes to look for help is Light, because Light's a problem
and
solver.
And then Wagon gets involved.
Like, they start wrestling, trying to tear Ticket off, and Wagon comes in.
No, you know why he went to Wright? Or Light, whatever.
Light.
You know why he went to Light? Because Light's an oblivious motherfucker, too, and he knows he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's the least likely to say anything about this afterward, just because...
It's hilarious, though. Like, Akira's, like, trying to explain everything to Light and stuff, and they're just arguing, and then Light's just like...
How you doing that?
No, Light's just like...
That's good puppet work.
No. Light's just literally just sitting there.
Continues eating.
Light just every time Ticket says something important.
Yeah, I know you're not real.
I don't care.
You're not real.
You're a puppet. Fuck off.
Even when they talk at the same time, he's like, oh, nice trick.
Akira, how are you doing that? It's not me.
It's not me.
Is that like a new kind of ventriloquism?
No.
Oh, and apparently Ticket can like kerchuck himself onto whoever the fuck he wants at any given time.
Yeah.
Then he explains his backstory as to why he wants to be Toki Rokugo.
Which is prompted by the question, how do I take you off? Literally, they ask him, how do I take you off? And he responds with, that's a good question. Let me tell you why I need to be Toki Rokugo. Nope, nobody asked. So we go into this fucking picture show that Ticket pulls out of his ass about how he used to live in the city with some blonde woman named Jennifer.
So he pulled it out of Akira's hand?
Yeah. Akira was working the pictures. So he tells us about how the mob boss of whatever city they used to live in, Kaniros, who is apparently also a puppet, killed his wife, girlfriend, whatever, Jennifer! The funniest part of this whole thing is remembering the fact that Ticket is voiced by Teddy from Persona 4.
Yeah, he went off on a fucking Teddy tangent.
But just that the whole for a full circle just debauchery of this whole thing. Who the hell is Jennifer? This chick, apparently. That doesn't answer
anything. They point to the picture of her. That's Jennifer. She's clearly a work of fiction.
What's more, this
within
whole...
within a work of fiction.
This whole apparent race of sentient... of semi-sentient puppets.
Yeah, like, are there more?
Apparently.
Are we gonna get marionettes? Just... so, off-screen, just... you see a bunch of strings. There's no host.
Yep. I got no strings to hold me down.
No, not bringing Ultron into this.
Pinocchio joke, not fucking Ultron.
Yeah, you asshole.
Yes, but the trailer.
We know.
Yes, but fucking gamer.
Yeah.
I love how everyone's making that a big deal.
There ain't no strings.
I was like, you mean that thing?
Cut to Drax. No, there are not.
You mean that thing that fucking Terry Crews did years ago?
Yep.
Anyways.
What was the name of the other puppet?
Kaniros.
Oh my god, was he fucking hilarious and awesome.
God damn.
He was like a gaijin and spoke in what I'm calling Japanese.
Oh, Japanese is hard.
Like, it's like English, but Japanese.
Derpanese. Oh, and also, can we talk about the fact that he was on fucking Schwartz's hand?
Yeah, so like, after they tell the backstory, Ticket pulls this little invitation out from nowhere. Yeah, by the way, this was well timed because Kaniros sent me a challenge. We're gonna settle our differences and rivalry, and I'm gonna avenge Jennifer. So they cut to like the desert wasteland scene.
Just Akira and Light walking in a line together, and just on the opposite side of the field, Schwartz has a fucking puppet on his hand.
Best part of that shot is. You see Light and Akira walking towards the battlefield, complete serious face, as if they know exactly what is about to happen. Then you zoom out and see them walking, and you see Kaniros kind of creep into frame. Not at first, you don't see where he is or what he's doing.
Well, they showed fucking Schwartz a second before that too.
So then they show that he is on Schwartz's hand for some god awful reason.
And Akira walks up and is like, Schwartz, the fuck are you doing here? Apparently losing my fucking dignity.
I'm so glad they didn't explain why Schwartz was there, because I thought it was way funnier.
It's like, apparently suffering a blow to my dignity, that's what I'm doing
it's
here.
It's like, Schwartz, why are you here?
Let's fucking get this over with!
Don't ask me, I'm not into this! Just fight already! So, Kaniros and Ticket have their like, oh, we were gonna settle shit discussion,
and then Ticket henshins.
Like, it was issued as, like, a one-on-one challenge, but then Kaniros summons a shit ton of crows, and Ticket's like, Light, I'll leave them to you. So they fucking, while Ticket is on Akira's hand, they morph, just like Conductor did in the series. So we get Toki Rokugo and Ticket Rokugo.
But no. Freaking when he summons the crows, he's like, hey, you summon crows, that's not fair. Oh, Japanese is hard.
Yes, when Ticket calls him out on his bullshit, like, I thought this was supposed to be one-on-one. Oh, Nihongo wa Musukashi!
We gotta find out who this guy... You know what? I'm looking that up right
now. The voice
we need to find out who this VA is.
Yeah, that guy was fun.
Fucking amazing.
So, Light fights the crows while we have this amazing puppet fight between Ticket and Connie Ross.
Complete with miniature explosions.
I'm sorry, fight?
a little slap fest. Like, there's actually little, like, explosions behind them, like a real fight, and then you immediately zoom out and see that it's a tiny little explosion behind them. And eventually Schwartz gets fed up with this and is like, you're just flailing around! Pulls out his sword and slashes fucking Hakir to the ground.
Now you fucking die. Light comes to shield him. Fucking Conros is just like, oh yeah, by the way, lasers.
Yeah.
And Light's then, just like, fucking super build Russia Teddy Bikun special surprise.
Because the toy that comes with the magazine has to be in the episode.
Akira! Me getting my ass kicked gives you super strength!
But even after something as stupid and trivial as the fresh lock seeds, that's really dumb.
Yeah.
Like, just as far as lazy design for insert toys.
Yeah. Ignoring the lazy design, at least the fresh lock seats were like a reward for doing something.
But, okay, fair enough.
The Build Russia Super Express version was a result of Akira getting his ass handed to him.
Despite the lazy, though, I kind of liked the direction they went with the fresh lock seats.
Yeah, I was okay
with
that.
Whereas this was just... It was just
funny, and we got to see other forms.
It was just this interesting, weird...
It's a clear version that gives no visual difference except you glow brighter.
I was gonna say, he had sort of a metallic sheen to him.
It wasn't even metallic, he just glowed a little. And then he did his, like, super... Alright!
Yeah.
Better than the fucking didn't Power Ranger.
One thing to note, though, I like how using the normal Build Russia gives them both to Henshin. Akira and Ticket. But using the super version, only Henshin and Akira. Ticket was still Ticket.
Raven...
Name. Why do I recognize that voice?
Tomokazu Seki was Connie Ross?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of the fucking Gokaiger Morphers.
Yeah!
Oh my god!
Well done, Seki! Well done! Did yourself
I'm
again!
There like,
to hell!
I'm just
Connie
like,
Ross!
Oh god, I knew I recognized that voice.
That's fucking awesome!
Just saw the voice actor. Oh, Raven!
Yeah.
Favorite VA ever!
Now I'm not surprised. I'm somehow very not surprised.
I just made this whole thing so awesome.
Yep.
For anyone who doesn't know, that voice actor was the only reason I watched Gokaiger. And then I liked Gokaiger.
Gokaiger?
It's, okay, I'm gonna go watch Gokaiger. Just because, A, it's the 35th anniversary and I know they're pulling back things. I'm gonna see the first episode and that's probably all I'll watch. Watch episode Tomokazu Seki of the Morphers. Fuck. Well, it looks like I'm watching the rest of this show. Find out fucking Kimura Yukari is the fucking bird. I'm just like,
yep.
Okay, I'm definitely in for the long haul.
Damn you and your all-star cast.
And then Hiyama shows up as a monster.
Yeah, that was
like,
great.
Okay.
And then, as is tradition.
And then Takehiro Sakurai is another monster.
Yeah,
the voice of
like,
Hasael.
I'm just like, okay, you guys all wanted it on the 35th anniversary. I understand.
Yeah.
And then I promptly didn't watch any other ones until fucking Tokyuger started. Wow, what a fucking leap that was.
Went from the top to the fucking bottom.
Yep.
You could have at least softened the blow or something and, like, watched Go Buster.
Not a week before the fucking podcast started.
Yeah. So where the fuck were we? So, yeah, they do the whole Super Build Russia and he defeats Connie Ross and Schwartz is like, I think we've all endured enough humiliation today. I'm gonna go.
I'm out of here. Fuck off.
So,
and then Ticket died.
Ticket died for reasons.
And Ticket
things
died,
that I'm dumb enough to let
dead.
Bother me. The Build Dio moving on its own with Akira not in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like, I was like, were that not analog, I would buy it.
Wait.
Also,
I know
that
why that happened.
Thing.
I know why that happened, because remember when he first got the Bill Dio, how it was like acting all angry? So there is some sort of
the rest consciousness. Are
may I just point out that they used Bill Dio to dig a fucking grave for Ticket?
So for some reason, after the fight, Ticket dies, because I guess he suffered critical damage. So they bury Ticket using Bill Dio.
To make a grave. They used the Megazord to dig a fucking grave.
For a tiny puppet!
Or a puppet.
Construction
Megazord. They couldn't have just dug a tiny little hole.
No.
It had to be a Megazord.
Yes.
Construction Megazord.
I know. Hey, how are we gonna dig a hole? Let's use the Megazord with a giant shovel on its arm!
That should be a selling point for the Bill Dio.
It can dig your relatives' graves!
Use it to dig character graves.
Use it to dig graves for your parents.
Okay.
That went a whole other direction. So speaking of going the wrong direction, right after we see Ticket get buried, he appears again on Wagon's hand, completely with no explanation.
Hey guys, I just kerchucked myself over here for reasons. We're gonna kill you, Ticket.
Yeah, so that
you
just,
will die. You will be
the special
murdered.
Ends
the
again.
Care of, this is your place to die,
Ichinibasho.
And of course, at the end, we just hear Light going, "Oh my God, he's on my hand now."
No.
How do you like it?
I honestly think the best part out of all of that, Light begins thinking that this is just an act, just all ventriloquism.
But you know what the moral is?
You have to believe.
In puppets.
I can't and I won't.
I shan't. You can't make me.
Sir, this man is this man has a full mouth of food in him, and his puppet's still talking. How can you not believe?
It's one hell of a trick.
You and your Christmas sorcery.
Oh my God, it's on my hand now. Why is it still talking?
Idol puppets.
I every time I see Ticket and all this nonsense, I just think back to that one scene where Conductor took him off.
And Hikari walks in and just kind of sees it.
And
it's
Hikari
like, nope.
Just goes, nope.
Nope, I'm out of here, I'm leaving.
Can we address that soon, please?
No. It's Tokuger, it's fucking dumb.
That's buried deep. That's not coming back. It was a quick thing
to shut us up about it.
I'm still going off the idea that he's powered by imagination and partially through whoever's wielding him, whatever, I don't know. He's stupid!
Anyways.
So there.
Overall, it was a fun special.
That's way too much Tokuger for 1 week.
Yep.
Tokuger is too much Tokuger for 1 week.
Next week, the Sharivan movie.
Oh, yeah. Is that subbed already?
Yes, I have it.
Okay.
Or is Shuki refers it to Date shirtless the movie.
Yes. 100%.
So if you
want to
see Date Kamen Rider Birth shirtless, Sharivan movie's the way for you.
Do I?
And also Kevin's favorite metal hero ever, Esteban.
Esteban?
Right, Esteban. The new space.
Wait,
shirt.
Wasn't he shirtless in the Drive Wizard movie?
Yes.
Does he just like being shirtless?
Yes.
The Drive Wizard movie?
When he was Nobunaga?
The
Drive Wizard movie.
I said the Gaim Wizard movie.
No, you didn't.
Drive Wizard movie.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Also, every time he was ever bandaged up and shirtless. Also, any time he was ever bandaged up and shirtless and fucking O's.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, he just likes being shirtless, I guess.
No, Toei's like, no, this guy's too hot to not have him shirtless.
Okay.
The mothers will love this.
Okay.
The mothers watching with their kids will fucking love this.
Whatever, my favorite metal hero is getting a fucking movie of his own. It's awesome.
Anyone.
Yeah, Sharivan.
Figure
art, stop being so goddamn expensive.
Yeah. So, before we wrap things up, I believe we have more submissions to our Toku TK challenge.
Yes, do we?
Someone actually was tweeting those at us.
Was it Crunchman?
No, actually.
No, we have more people.
It was somebody else, aside from people who've already done it.
Well, anyways, Crunchman, I love you.
I enjoy
our conversations on Twitter. Keep them coming.
We're probably going to have him on the show as a guest sometime.
Yes. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Any week we don't have a particular topic, I guess.
Yeah.
This is coming from... These ones all come from somebody named Wyatt Taylor at the Noble 117 on Twitter.
He's got
this lovely little...
How many of them are there?
Five.
So I guess we'll each read one then.
He's got this lovely little avatar picture of his own face... And then next to him is Shop the fucking Black Ranger helmet from MMPR.
Okay.
Cool.
Alright.
So if there's five, we'll each read one then.
Sure. Power Rangers Dino Thunder. Damn it, Tommy, you're too fucking old. Or Tommy Back in Black, featuring red, yellow, and blue.
And some white.
Yeah. Just from the bottom.
Oh, started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What? Okay.
The suspense is killing me. Read it first, then react!
No, I'm mad because that series blew donkey dick. Power Rangers Ninja Storm, where the only Asian guy becomes the stereotype.
Yeah. We're starting from the bottom, so just move your way up.
So wait, what?
That one.
Okay.
Next time we'll just put them up on the big screen.
Yes. Yeah.
So season 2 and 3, let's add glitter and make the leader look like a KKK member.
Oh, it's Mighty Morphin.
Yeah, Mighty Morphin.
Wait, did we just get Jermaine to read that one?
Fucking hell!
That's horrible!
Oh my god damn it, man!
I didn't even realize when I was handing the phone around.
An auspicious start to the career of Whitecaster.
I'm not gonna lie. I
it ain't even his fault that he is also Whitecaster.
I felt like somehow something was just gonna point out to the fact that I'm black, and then it was just
and then
gonna
and boom,
bam,
come out
it
right
was
here.
There.
Boom,
bang.
The KKK.
The
reference.
Prophecy came to pass.
Power Rangers in space. Nothing to do with space.
Yeah, not really.
Well, not originally.
Mega Ranger had nothing to do with space.
Oh. Okay. And the last one. Kamen Rider Dragon Knight. Disney character-based heroes. Really? I didn't really get that.
I don't know.
Well, I think...
Hand me back my phone.
I'm the only one who's watched Dragon Knight.
Yeah.
But,
in completion.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't really get a Disney theme from it.
I could never get it at the time of day.
Dude, trust me. Watch it just to spite Ryuki.
I haven't watched Ryuki.
Watch Ryuki. It's terrible.
So I don't.
Then watch Dragon Knight.
Yeah.
Watch
yes,
Ryuki.
No.
It's shit. You'll hate it.
No.
Ibiki's
no.
better than
here's,
Ryuki.
Here's the thing. I may have said this before, but I'll say it again. My stance on Ryuki is it's great to watch. It has great characters. But then you get to the end of it and you wonder why you wasted your time.
Fucking Ren asshole.
Despite that, I would still say watch it if you're also gonna watch Dragon Knight after, as a comparison.
Watch it for Oja. That's
you,
all.
You will like Dragon Knight because of how bad Ryugi was.
Yep. Anyways,
I think that's it for this episode.
Very nice episode.
Or unless we want to maybe touch on that thing we were thinking of doing.
Yeah. So, another feature topic that we're thinking of possibly doing for coming shows is I haven't really come up with a name for the whole endeavor.
Basically, we thought of the idea of basically each of us will start watching the Sentai and the Kamen Rider series that aired during the year of our birth. And we'll just kind of report on them as we go.
Is that conflict of interest? Were we born in the same year?
I was gonna say if
I would honestly say yes.
What year were you born?
91.
Oh yeah. So Jay and I will do a joint review.
Indeed.
Wait, how about this?
Wait a second.
How about
on,
this?
Hang on.
One of you does the Sentai, one of you does the Rider.
But then we can't do a joint review.
We're gonna review all the joints.
Wait.
I'm all about that.
I would like to do a joint review.
I feel like that's a web series where you just get two guys who get high as shit and review stuff.
Kevin,
and it's called Joint Review.
You guys get Jetman.
Yes!
You get Fat Owl Dude.
And what was the... Was there a writer for that year?
91?
Either Zeto, Jay, or Shin.
We'll
give you
one
of the shitty Kamen Rider movies.
If you get Zeto or Shin, I have those to give you.
Oh. So do I, actually.
Oh, boy.
Actually, I have Jay too, so yeah.
Yeah.
Someone figure that out.
I looked it up. Mine is Live Man and Black RX.
I have Flash Man and Black.
Mine is 88. So
I was born in 86, but since we have no one born in 87, I get Black.
So, yeah. We decided you can have black.
Nobody else is there.
I was 89, so I was, I guess, Black RX, but my Sentai is Turbo Ranger, so fucking right, first vehicle Sentai.
Woo! Now we just have to see if those series are subbed.
Well, you probably not.
Fuck.
Well,
RX probably, but not
in any
Turbo
case,
Ranger,
this is a thing that we're gonna look into, and if we can find our show's subbed, then we'll do it.
Yep.
As long as, if you guys are okay with that, it was a thought I had, but...
I'm sure
Paul's gonna be okay with it.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on as a guest, Jermaine. I hope we have you back again.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed my time.
Oh, hopefully there will be much less KKK references
this
time.
I would really like it if there was a lot less KKK references.
At least he wasn't here for the tail end of Gaim when we were making that reference all the time with fucking Kiwami.
Oh,
yeah.
Actually, he's watched Gaim. He probably knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Kiwami arms.
Yeah.
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 He didn't see it. He didn't realize it until just now.
Good night, everybody.
As always, you can subscribe to us on caststranger.podbean.com or on iTunes. Just search for Cast Ranger, and we're there.
Follow me at Twitter at Lytrid.
Or follow us on Twitter at XC Studios.
I'll love your face forever.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We love each and every one of you. See you next week.
Son of a bitch.
See you.
Nice.
All you need is drive.